Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What's insane?
Just Talkin'. Brought to you by In.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to Just Talkin', brought to you by In.com. This is Supriya with you. And today let's talk about, you know, one institution that is looked up to and then sometimes also questioned. People are confused. I mean, does it work or boss, it doesn't work? You know, the questions continue and people who've been in it say, you know, it's not for everybody. And there are some who were in it and then opted out of it. You know, there's this saying in Hindi that goes, Shadi ka laddu jo khaye wo pachtaye, jo na khaye wo bhi pachtaye. Translation for you guys is the fact that people who get married, you know, or marriage is one such thing that if you get married, you're kind of regretting it. And if you don't get married, then you're sitting and thinking, no, maybe I should have gotten married. So on today's podcast, we're going to look at some of those celebrities who we speak about so much and who are papped so much, who didn't really want to continue in their marriages. And, you know, speculation and questions will always be there. But here's a list of some of those people who said yes to Shadi. And then they said, I do and all of that. And then suddenly said, maybe not anymore. Let's start with one couple that is most spoken about. At least one half of that ex-couple is spoken about a lot because she's papped all the time. She's super fit. She gives people like, you know, body goals and hotness goals and just everything. And now she's dating someone who's much younger. Now, here's my problem with this. What is everybody else's problem? I mean, let them date if they're happy with each other. Arjun Kapoor is supposed to be the new love interest in Malaika Arora's life. And now they are being papped together. But coming back to what we're really talking about on this podcast, is Malaika Arora and Arbaaz Khan. Now, they were married for a really long time. I mean, come on, they got married in 1998, okay? But it was around 2016 when they decided things are not working out. And Arbaaz actually came forward to say that, you know, he tried. He tried for 21 years and didn't succeed. And he's amazed that he even tried that long. But I think they were one couple that we thought would, you know, really, really stand the test of time, so to speak, and all that. But well, looks like they're both happy in their own love lives right now. And then, of course, they have a son that they love, and they were, you know, obviously equally parenting the son and everything. So more power to, you know, relationships that end, but not on a sour note. Now, if that is the criteria to talk about, you know, stars who are very much spoken about right now, maybe at least half of the ex-couple, then let's talk about Saif Ali Khan. Yeah, exactly. It was like he was a child when he got married to Amrita Singh. But the story goes that he was so smitten by her, you know, when he was on the sets with her in a film, which also had Kajol, by the way, that, you know, he asked her out to dinner. And then she was very cheeky and said, I don't go out for dinner, but you can come home and all that. And one thing led to the other. And eventually they got married, much to everybody's disapproval, okay? Basically, like Saif Ali Khan's family was like, what are you doing? She's so much older than you and this and that. Now, all of that, you know, they say love is blind for a reason after all, you see. But the blindness suddenly just goes off. I think the brightness of the world increased a bit when Saif realized, okay, I don't think, you know, this is it for me. And Amrita, sadly, was at the receiving end of it because I think Saif kind of lost plot and forgot that if you're married and all, you're supposed to, you know, keep up with the commitment. There's something called loyalty and all that. So she, you know, took quite a lot of stuff and then she said, listen, man, enough is enough. But yes, she's seen the tough times because she had to, you know, bring up two kids. Being a single mom can never be easy. And through today's podcast, you'll notice many of the women who've, you know, gotten divorced and or separated and have gone on to take care of their kids have actually spoken about the difficulties, the challenges of being a single mom. Anyways, Saif moved on to one girl and then the other. And then now is happily married, of course, to Kareena Kapoor Khan. And they have cute little Taimur, but see how Taimur makes his way into every conversation. Yes, coming back to it, they were married for quite some time, you know, Saif and Amrita Singh, and there was, you know, a lot of love in between. They decided they could, but then 13 years later, they said no can do. Now, here's one breakup or divorce that really broke my heart. I'll tell you why. Because for the longest time, I remember Hrithik Roshan talking about his love for Suzanne and, you know, how it was like this whole childhood sweetheart and love story that had been going on for so many years and all that. And they just looked like such a happy couple. Now, you know, you might think that if two people are in the same profession, maybe it becomes difficult. But you know what? Suzanne wasn't an actress, isn't an actress. And they were once the it couple, so to speak. But, you know, I think just stardom and everything everything else takes a toll on things that happen. They parted ways, 2013? It's been so very long. 13 years of being married and so many more years of history before that. But Suzanne has, you know, actually stood by Hrithik through other things that have happened, namely Kangana Ranaut. She actually took to social media and all to say that, listen, man, I'm with Hrithik Roshan. This is like not on and, you know, we shouldn't be doing this and all that. You'll still see them in social situations together. And the cutest thing is they still come together to take their, you know, kids out for movies or holidays. And I think that's how it should be. You know, as two adults, you might decide, boss, things are not working with us. You know, let's not agonize each other and all that. But at least for the sake of kids, I mean, if you can maintain that sense of being nice to each other and having that affection, you know, you couldn't ask for more. You know, today's podcast is one such where I'm not really saying, oh, who else is there? It's kind of, you know, heartbreaking. You don't want to talk about things that didn't go well or talk about people who didn't really have their happily ever afters with the person they thought they would have it. But here's the beautiful thing about life. If one relationship doesn't work, as they say, right? I mean, the cliched thing that when one door closes, another door opens. Clearly, when one relationship, you know, doesn't seem to work out, there are other relationships that definitely, you know, kind of work out. And Farhan Akhtar and Adhuna Bhavani, I mean, you know, they were so cute together again. And here's the other age difference thing. Now, a lot of people will say if the wife is older now, this is what happens. You know, it won't really work out because, you know, maturity levels, this, that. Let's not be a cynic here and let's just look at the fact that they had so much love and respect for each other. Or should I say have? Because I think, you know, some relationships, they're like the official name or the tag of it might change, but how you feel about a person will continue, right? And they just separated because, you know, they realized that they'd just grown apart over the years. And I think that's quite a, you know, possible thing. It doesn't sound like, yeah, come on. Okay, that's never going to happen. So 15, 16 years of being married and then deciding to separate. Not easy, but well, clearly both of them have moved on. And thanks to Insta, we know exactly with whom. You know, people often talk about like the Khans, right? And you're only thinking Salman Khan, Aamir Khan and Shah Rukh Khan. Shah Rukh Khan happily married. I mean, no matter what rumors and all were doing the rounds, I think Gauri and Shah Rukh are just way too strong, dude. Like, there's nothing that's going to break them. And we say more power to them and sending them all the love and everything. Like, you know, I hope the bond just continues to get stronger and stronger. Then there's Salman Khan, who's the eternal bachelor. And it's just almost like people are like, huh, he'll get married. Maybe, maybe not. But we are happy to see, you know, bhai doing what he does. So he's also out of the running. Who's left? Do the math. Aamir Khan, of course, right? And yes, he's in a happy marriage right now with Kiran Rao and they seem to be quite the creative kind and I'm sure, you know, the conversations they have are very intellectual and deep and all of that. They've named their son also Azad. I mean, think about it, right? It's next level. But Aamir Khan was once married to Reena and they were married for like about, what, 16 years and, you know, they have kids and all that. But he just says that, you know, the whole divorce thing, while they had decided that, okay, it's time to move on and we've got to separate, it was traumatic. That's the word that Aamir Khan used. And I'm wondering if it's because it was back in the day or what. Because today, nobody is referring to divorces as traumatic, right? I mean, they're just like, yeah, okay, things are not working out. And, you know, they take to social media to do it in a very civil and very, you know, proper kind of way and all that. But Aamir Khan said it was pretty traumatic for both the families as well as for Reena and for him. And he says that no matter what, I have not lost respect for her and I have not lost my love for her. And he says he had, you know, the opportunity to be with her for 16 years and he finds himself lucky and that he was enriched and he grew up with her. I think that's really nice. I mean, this is how relationships should end. Like, if it doesn't work out, okay, man, but let's just keep it real, right? Let's just be honest about what all you got from a relationship instead of just bickering about what went wrong. Here's the thing about love and relationships and shadi and all of that. You know, if it doesn't work out once, some people give up on it. Like, they just lose faith in the whole concept of it. But not if you're Anurag Kashyap, who was already married, but then he was working with Kalki and fell crazily in love with her. And eventually they got married and all that. But then that didn't work out for too long. Now, while they might be civil and all that right now, the reason why they decided to separate, Kalki says, is because, you know, at one point it became like her identity. Her only identity was being Anurag's wife and she was not too cool with that. And Anurag on his part, you know, doesn't really mince his words. He says, I'm not good at relationships. And he also says that Kalki changed his life. Good to see that people grow and there's something that they take. You know, they say each person comes in your life for a reason. There's a lesson to be learned or, you know, there's something to take away. And it's good to see that while the marriages might not have lasted, the impact a person had, well, sure did. sadly, you know, there's so much to choose and pick from as to who are the celebrities who said I do and then said no can do. Well, Arjun Rampal and Meher Jasia, my God, they were like this really super hot looking couple, and everybody knew them for being extremely, extremely, you know, together and strong, and it almost felt like nothing can shake them, nothing can break them. But you know what they put out and to tell people how they were going to part ways was beautiful in a way, but also kind of heartbreaking. They said, after a 20-year-long beautiful journey filled with love and beautiful memories, we would like to share that all journeys have different paths. We feel that it is time for us to move on to different destinations henceforth. Of course, they have kids together, and you know, they plan to make sure that they spend quality time with the kids and make sure that the kids have, you know, equal parenting and things like that. They will always be there for each other, and most importantly for their daughters, Mahika and Myra, is what they've said. But you know, I'm just wondering, is it really that easy to be all, you know, calm, collected and composed when you're talking about separating from somebody that you've been with like for 20 years? Like, dude, you really grew up with that person, right? You become so used to the other person's routine, their ways, the things they say. I'm sure you're completing each other's sentences, and suddenly you're saying, no, this isn't working out. Well, as they say, to each his own, and here's hoping that everyone finds love in their lives eventually, if not with the person that they were married to. Well, that was a quick look at the celebrities, you know, who decided that their marriages weren't working out. And there are more, like Chitrangda and Jyoti Singh Randhawa, Konkana Sen Sharma and Ranveer Shori, who, by the way, Ranveer did a great job of taking care of the child, you know, when Konkana was working. I think really setting new standards for people. There was Sanjay Dutt and Rhea. There was Karishma Kapoor's divorce that everyone was talking about. Kamal Hassan and Sarika. Some, well, they went quite okay. People were, you know, cordial and everything was nice. Some others, not so much. I'm just hoping that in the coming years, there's more love and then some more. For now, this is Supriya saying thanks so much for joining us on Just Talkin', brought to you by In.com. We'll see you soon with so much more. Bye.
Just Talkin', brought to you by In.com.